Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
And that center, 7 foot from USC Montenegro, and just named to the Eastern Conference All-Star Team, number 9, Nikola Jovic.
So the whole day I was trying to get her, find out earlier so I can just go and play and then be able to do it. So I think when the anthem started, that's when the selection started being released. And then I just heard George and Joel yell yes, and I knew I had made it. I looked at them, and you know, they told me I made it. So then I looked right at my parents, you know, to show them that it was good. And it was just a lot of emotions. Let's try to hold it together so I can focus on the game. But man, it was an amazing feeling to be selected as an All-Star.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Oh, and what a terrific scene it was inside the Amway Center last night. That is the voice of Nick Vucevic, the new All-Star representing your Orlando Magic in a couple of weeks in Charlotte, North Carolina. The interview with Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network last night. We are going to dedicate this entire show to Vuce. We're going to have him on the phone here in about 2 minutes. So we're going to run down everything, what he's gone through these 7 years to finally become an All-Star, what the future holds for Nick Vucevic, and how honored he is to be an All-Star, the 8th. In Orlando Magic history. Aaron, that was a great vignette there to kick off the show. How special was last night to be a part of all of those theatrics?
Well, for me, it was really exciting because for the first time since I've been here, we have an All-Star. You know, we've sat here and talked about Nick being one for the last 3 years, and it was nice to finally see his coronating moment. No better guy, no better player, no better pro. He definitely deserves it.
You know, no better person to represent this organization, really. Someone that's been through it all the ups and downs, and trying to get this team back to relevance in a big step last night. And most importantly, you get a win. You beat the Indiana Pacers. You're now 21-31. You're 4 games back of 8th with a big one coming tomorrow against the Brooklyn Nets. And we certainly want to have you in the building. Join the Magic in the Indian American Chamber of Commerce tomorrow as the Magic take on the Brooklyn Nets for India Day, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union. Celebrate Indian culture with special entertainment, traditional food, and pregame activities starting at FanFest on Church Street. Buy your tickets now at orlandomagic.com/IndiaDay. And what do you say we welcome in the All-Star, Nick Vucevic? It's my pleasure to talk to him. I want to start by congratulating you for, I think, the 5th time now, Vuce, which is awesome. I got to ask you, it can't ever get old, I would think, being called an All-Star. And has it sunk in yet that you're going to be playing in that game in a couple of weeks?
It's starting to sink in. And no, actually, I don't think it'll ever get old. to be called an All-Star. And this morning when I was tweeting out actually and using a hashtag All-Star, felt pretty good, I gotta say.
I would think it would. Well, it's well deserved. It's been a long time coming, Vuce, and just kind of, it's now gone viral, the video of you walking into the locker room last night. What a terrific scene, and just to see how excited your teammates were. And you're right, that water did look cold last night.
No, I mean, it was cold because I was warm from the game and everything, and so it was a bit of a shock, buddy. But no, that was really an amazing moment. You know, to see my teammates, you know, be so happy for me, and it was really a special moment for me. It made it that night even more special. You know, it just shows, you know, what type of team and what type of guys we have on this team, and so. I'm really glad that, you know, I there's a video of it, so you know I can go back and see it. But I think that I really feel like all those guys are really like truly happy for me. And when you get that respect from your teammates, you know, they see you every day, they know you're the best, and then you know it's honest like that. It's an amazing feeling.
That's the thing. That may not always be the case with every All-Star, but it certainly was last night. Everyone was extremely happy for you, as are we. We're thrilled. We thought you should have been there 3 years ago or whatever it was, and you finally get the nod now. How about your family? What, about 300 text messages, phone calls that you got and everything? I mean, it must have been an unbelievable feeling to be able to share that with your parents, your wife, and your newborn son.
It was amazing, you know, when I got home and to see my parents first, and then my son was actually breastfeeding, so he was a little busy. He didn't care much for it.
I can imagine. That comes first.
But no, my wife was really, really happy and really proud. And then obviously she knows, you know, how much I've put into this and everything that I went through. So she was really happy and for me. And we had a little bit of time to celebrate. So it's a great moment. I mean, it's hard to really put into words, you know, all these emotions that go through. And, you know, because you just go back through everything that you went through and all the work and all the dedication and all the stuff that you had to give up to get there. Now, and obviously it's also, you know, worth it. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you think about all that and it's just really just huge honor, you know, to be selected and to be and then also I was lucky that, you know, I had so many, you know, I had family here to be able to celebrate with them on such a special night.
No, no question. Speaking with the All-Star, Nick Vucevic, the eighth All-Star the Magic have had in their 30 years of history, the first one in 7 years. Was that kind of what was going through your mind? There's some great shots of you sitting on the bench, and it looks like you're just taking it in, Vuce. It looked like everything kind of hit you at once. You kind of, and it looked like exactly what you said. You were kind of processing the last 7 years, this journey, the different teams you've been on. Is that accurate? Were you kind of, was it all kind of hitting you at once?
No, for sure it did. You know, it was, you know, like you said, you know, I thought, you know, a couple of years ago when, you know, I was playing at also a high level, we didn't have, you know, the results with the team that we needed to for me to make it. And, you know, then the last 2 years were disappointing. And then now, you know, after all that, you know, to come back and, you know, make it, you know, I just had all that through my mind. And then even, you know, just think when I was younger, you know, making the NBA was, you know, a dream I never thought I would achieve. And then now the All-Stars, you know, such a huge honor, and just all that, you know, put together was a lot of emotion. And if I was at home, I probably would have just let it all out. And sure. But you know, at that moment, you know, while we had to play and I had to focus, it was a big game for us. So you know, I try to do my best to hold it in, and then, you know, I had people congratulate me, then, which made it a little tougher. But yeah. I was able to hold it down. You know, people can tell, you know, my wife, when she watched the game, she obviously saw that. No, sure. It wasn't easy for me to hold all together, but it was, you know, a special moment. And in a way, I'm glad that I was there at the game, you know, so and I could, you know, celebrate it in a way with the fans, and we won the game and all that, made that night even more special.
You know what? Couldn't have gone any better. You're exactly right, Vuce. And you know what? As you think back on the last 7 years, kind of going through this, what was the hardest part, Vuce? It all kind of comes full circle, and now you're an All-Star, and you get rewarded. You finally get the recognition you so deserve. But it hasn't been easy for 7 years. I know it hasn't, with the losing and different teammates coming through. And you know, just kind of take us through this seven-year journey for you.
No, it definitely hasn't always been easy. You know, it's been some tough times. You know, when I first got here, I was young, and I was just really starting my career. And so, you know, the team was rebuilding, and so it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, have a chance to play and develop myself. And then, you know, year two, three, four, you kind of understand that, you know, it's kind of the process we have to go through. You know, we drafted some good young players. You know, we're developing young guys. You know, we're gonna get there. You know, and then the toughest part for me was, you know, last two seasons, because you know, the teams had made moves, is going a different direction, and we kind of started going backwards instead of, you know, like the 4 years, you know, we kept going, you know, in the right direction, we kept going forward, you know, we had more wins, you know, you see guys develop, playing right, better, and you see like, okay, you know, we're not that far away, you know, maybe we get another, you know, maybe a couple of guys with more experience, a couple of veterans, you know, it can help us. And then when we did that, you know, it like backfired and it didn't work out at all. And that was really tough for me because, you know, you're just sitting there and you're like, well, where are we going? You know, like, right, we're going to have to go through everything again and the whole rebuilding and everything. So those were the hardest moments. And, you know, you keep playing hard, you keep, you know, giving it all, but you don't necessarily always get the recognition because of how things are going with the team. So those were difficult moments. But, you know, then, you know, something like this happens, you know, last night, and, you know, it's just I'm happy that I stuck with it through it all and fought it, and I was part of the Magic when I made my first All-Star.
Well, I tell you what, you got so many people that are going to be so proud when that Sunday rolls along and you're out there wearing that Orlando Magic jersey, me included. It's going to be a kind of a cool moment. Just take us back. Give us some kind of an understanding of a kid born in Switzerland, grows up in Belgium, eventually moves to Montenegro. How far away being an NBA All-Star may seem. I'm sure you watched those All-Star games. I'm sure there's plenty of those exhibitions that you saw. had to feel like that would be a difficult thing to do, didn't it?
I mean, I when I was a kid, you know, I mean, I dreamt of it, but I never really thought that, you know, I would even have a chance because, you know, even, especially back then, you know, players from Europe, they didn't just, you know, come here and, you know, it wasn't as many European or international players in the NBA. And I never thought that, you know, I was ever going to be close to being good enough to play at that level. And so, I mean, when I was sad last night, I no thought about it at all. You know, it's crazy, you know, how just everything happened and how, you know, I first came to high school here and then, you know, I just came here to try to get a scholarship and, you know, I get a chance to get to go to great school, you know, and then I get there and I'm like, well, you know, if I play 10, 15 minutes, it'll be great. You know, I'm going to get all that. And then I start playing in the second and third year, you know, I take huge strides and then I start thinking like, well, I actually have a chance to go into the NBA.
Right.
And then I get to the NBA, and then you just think like, all right, well, I'll see where I'm at. You know, you're thinking of all these players that you looked up to, that you watched on, you know, highlights, games, everything. You think like, well, no way I can, you know, compete against them like that. And then you start, you know, playing, you start becoming an impact player, having, you know, meaningful role on your team. And you just, when you think about all that, it's just, you know, it's humbling. It's, I mean, it's in a way, it's kind of crazy in your mind that I've achieved all that, you know, because you always dream of it, but you know, you never, in your mind, you know, you don't know if it's really realistic. And then, you know, for me to be able to achieve all that, you know, especially coming, you know, from, you know, from Europe, I think it's not always as easy when you come from here. It's just, you know, it's huge. And you know, I'm grateful to be in this position, this situation. I mean, it's really an amazing feeling.
Well, it's an incredible journey when you put it like that. And to kind of continue that thought, and then I want to talk about the weekend itself. But when you look at your scoring, speaking with Nick Vucevic, new Magic All-Star, which is still great to say, when you put your scoring, your rebounding, your field goal percentage, and your three-point percentage, Vuce, you're one of one. There is nobody else in the NBA that posts those numbers that you have in those four categories. How surreal is that when you think about all the great players in this league? And I know, how much do you think the three-point shot, you know, helped your game, your ability to pass? You literally can do it all out there on the floor.
I actually didn't know that, what you just said about being the one-on-one. It's crazy to think about it. You know, I mean, now, and obviously when I got to this level, you know, I know what I'm capable of, so I approach it differently. But, you know, if somebody had told me that, I don't know, like even 5 years ago or a little bit longer than that, I would have been like, no way I ever, no way that's ever me. And, you know, as much as, you know, you have confidence in yourself and you believe in yourself, you know, I mean, I always try to be realistic. And so I you know, I always try to do more and everything, but those are things that you never really thought you could achieve. And so now that I'm in that position, you know, I for sure never take it for granted, but at the same time, you know, I know that I have more in me. I know I can even take it to a higher level. So all that, you know, as much as I enjoy it, also it's motivation for me to do even more and take it to a whole other step. And hopefully, you know, this won't be the only All-Star I make.
Okay, Vuce, hang in there. We're going to come back with more on the other end. We're talking more All-Star. What does the second half of the season hold? And what might lie in the future for Nick Vucevic? We got all that to break down for you when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Our producer is Aaron Berlin. The Magic back at it tomorrow night. They'll host the Brooklyn Nets. 4 games out of 8th in the Eastern Conference. 30 games remaining. So a critical one. We want you in the building. OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets. Nick, how about the fact that Commissioner Silver added Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki to this All-Star game? They're going to have the draft here next week. There is an opportunity, Vooch, that you could be an All-Star teammate of your idol, Dirk Nowitzki. Either way, you'll both be competing in the same game. You could end up on the same team. How surreal. Your good friend Nikola Jokic is there as well. It's a great year for Nikola's, by the way. But
it is.
Right? But, I mean, how surreal will that be that Dirk is going to be in that game too?
I think that's a great thing that the NBA did that, you know, for both Dwayne Wade and Dirk. You know, obviously guys that had amazing careers and have done so much for the league. They're respected, you know, by everybody. And you know, in their last years, well, we don't know for sure if it's Dirk's last year yet, but you know,
sure.
Possibly could be for both of them in last year. But to get that, I think you know, everybody, you know, is happy the NBA did it and everybody appreciated it. And it'll be great, you know, to be there. And hopefully if I am on the same team as Dirk, that'd be amazing. You know, obviously, you know, the guy I looked up to so much, and you know, maybe have a chance to when we're there, you know, to chat with him a little bit, pick his brain, that would be amazing. And, you know, even play with him, you know, that would be a dream come true for me. But just being among all NBA superstars and everything, is just it's going to be a great, you know, weekend. I'm for sure going to enjoy it all and have a good time.
Well, you're going to take it all in. I know you you talked to the league. You offered yourself for the skills challenge. I know you said it'd be a dream to be in the three-point contest as well. That's fantastic. Do you plan to attend all of the events while you're there?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure about the Friday. I don't know what my schedule would be like. But I think that for Saturday, yeah, I think I'd like to attend all of the dunk contest, the three-point contest. So hopefully I will be in the skills challenge. That would be fun. Is there anything else, or that's it?
That's pretty much it. You got the skills, the three, and the dunk contest. And you'll be one of those guys in the front row with your phone out, laughing and taking pictures, right, during a dunk contest?
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's not really much. But I don't know, maybe. But yeah, I'll see about that. But I definitely attend those because, you know, growing up, that's, you know, when, as a kid, that's kind of your favorite part of the All-Star game, especially the dunk contest. So to be there and be able to watch it in person and be I want to take part of it. My body's a little sore, so I was like, you know, not this year, maybe next year. You know, it's not,
time.
It's like, you know, I had some great dunks in mind, but, you know, maybe a different time. And so, but just being there and being able to watch it in person and enjoy, you know, just every moment, I think it'll be great. It'll be fun. And hopefully there'll be some great dunks to be there. And well, if I'm the skills challenge, you know, and try to win it, that'll be fun as well. Competing against some of the other guards and the big men, that'll be fun.
I love that. I love that. We're looking forward to it. Continue to impress. I guess I got to ask you, Vooch, the last 30 games here, there's so many. There's already been some player movement. There's some players that have asked to be traded, to leave their teams, guys that have been fixtures on teams. I won't ask for your thoughts on that, but you've been a guy that's been outspoken that you don't want to go anywhere. You want to be here in Central Florida, and I think fans love that about you. Is it hard to not think about what lies ahead this year, at this summer, or are you able to kind of put that all to the side and complete the task at hand?
I've been good of putting that aside. You know, like especially like the trade rumors. You know, like when it first started, like 3 years ago or so. You know, it kind of bothered me at first, like for a week or so. But then I was just like, you know, it's part of it. I can't control it, so there's no point of me, you know, thinking about it and spending time thinking about it because it's just gonna, you know, take my mind away from a thing that really matters, which is, you know, what I can do to help the team win and be the best player that I can for this team. So I think I've gotten, you know, pretty good. Well, I've been in so many rumors. I think I've gotten pretty immune to it and just kind of shut it off. You know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen in the summer, you know, that's, you know, such a long time from now. And so, you know, I'll approach that when the time comes. But, you know, right now my only focus is, you know, to get us some wins, you know, get us back on the winning track and get us back into that eight spot.
Well, I want you here for a long time, Vooch. The fans want you here for a long time. We got a lot more Super Bowls to watch with Tom Brady in it. I'm going to guess probably 3 or 4 more before he's all said and done.
three or four. I think. Can we do that? Well, three. You always think, but I mean, with him, it's, he's so good. If one guy could do it, I think it could be him. But now I would really, be happy if he wins it on Sunday, because everybody was like, he's done this and that, and they always try to find things about him. But it's like, he's back there again, and hopefully, they win it. It'll be great, but it'll be a good Sunday. Hopefully, we win tomorrow, and then we can enjoy Sunday. Eat a lot of food, enjoy it. It'll be a good time.
I like it. Let's get Tom Brady win. I know you're an Eagles fan, but I know you're still a Tom Brady fan, and hopefully, we can get numbers.
I am an Eagles fan for sure, but I have a lot of respect for Tom Brady. And while in my short history of NFL knowledge, only like 8-9 years. I think he's the greatest of all time, so I can't talk about before because I didn't follow it. But, in those 9 years that I've been following it, I'd say, he's the greatest of those 9 years.
Works for me. I think that counts for all time. Just let us know. Let me know what time to have the girls over there. We'll be ready. We'll be ready to watch it on your big screen.
I got you. I'll let you know.
All right. Booch, thanks so much for taking time. I can't imagine how busy you are right now.
I heard it might close out my neighborhood, so that might be an issue for you not to be able to make it. But other than that, I'd love to have you.
I can't get on the list? You can't get me on the list somehow.
No, it's something else going on. I don't know. It's some crazy. I don't know what's going on. They just said the neighborhood is shut off. Yeah, sorry.
That's a shame. Okay, well, good to know. Then I won't get my hopes up then. All right, well, good stuff, Fooch. I appreciate you taking time, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's keep this thing rolling, make it two in a row, and enjoy this. It's well-deserved, and we're all so happy for you.
Thank you, Dante. I appreciate it.
You got it. Nick Vucevic, the all-star. That is fantastic. I love saying that. We were so happy for him all day. Nervous for him as well going into the announcement. And then once it became official, George Galante got to give him the news, and here we are. This is fantastic. Less than 24 hours later. So terrific news, well-deserved. And Nick Vucevic and the Orlando Magic are back at it tomorrow. They'll host the Brooklyn Nets, a big one. Try to make it two in a row, and we'll have that for you right here on the Magic Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back on Monday, 5:30, early time, 5:30 on Monday, right here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.